National Farm Machinery Show, and good to visit with Brian Laceville, FSA Director for Kentucky. And Brian, busy time for you at the show.
Oh, it is. It's always a great time to be up here at the show, just walking around, seeing so many different friends from all the different places I've been and different stops I've had, and it's kind of like a homecoming with things.
You know, this is an important show. A lot of people come here, a lot of people think about what's going to happen next year and so forth, and good opportunity for folks to get out and visit.
Oh, absolutely. Getting ready to start. I always say this is kind of kickoff time to the next year. Everybody comes back home, and they're ready to get started. I know a lot of hours will be spent in the shops, getting the planters ready. We're getting decisions made for getting a good start for 2019.
Of course, you know, we're working on getting this farm bill implemented now and getting it moving forward. And how are things going with that? Of course, you guys back open and processing things, working, and now the government's back open, moving along forward.
Well, absolutely, Alan. We're excited having a farm bill passed on time. This hadn't happened in a lot of years. Normally, we're working off an extension, so to have one in place. Only thing, we just had the recent federal shutdown to where we were closed for 35 days, and obviously a backlog of work we're trying to get taken care of and get ready to get out the door. But folks are being called from across the state in different specialists that are heading to D.C. that are going to work on getting the code and regulations written, and so we're very excited as we wait to have this finalized, and then we'll be ready to implement it and get producers signed up.
Second round of sign-ups just ending for the market facilitation program as well. It's something you guys worked to get that done even before the government opened back up, make sure farmers could get their information in.
Oh, absolutely. A big program. We're right now real close to $150 million are out the door still to sign up ends today, Thursday the 14th, Valentine Day. Make sure you have signed up for this program. Again, we have until May 1st to bring your production in to do that, but you must have been signed up for this program by close of business today.
This program's going to mean a lot to Kentucky farmers, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This is times are tough right now. We're battling commodity prices, and some of it's related to trade. Others are related to economic factors in the market. But regardless, we're seeing earnings are off. We're down 50% from where we were in 2013. So obviously, this is a significant program. Out of that 150, we think we'll get to $200 million in Kentucky. So that's more than we paid out last year in all of our programs. When you look at CRP, our ARC County, our LIP program, market assistant loans, all those were at $146 million.
You know, and Brian, that's what your folks at your offices across the state of Kentucky, that's the reason they're there, to help farmers when they need them.
That's right. Our Undersecretary, Bill Northey, he likes to use the phrase, our farmers, and that's exactly who they are. They're our farmers, they're our neighbors, they're our friends, and they're largely driving the economy in Kentucky.
Brian, it's always good to see you. See your dad every year at the Farm Machinery Show, and I know you're busy. Your Ag Council, a lot of other things going on too. But you know, this is premier agriculture right here.
Well, this is the place to be the week in February.